Welcome to Kai's Kid Corner. Today we'll talk about sea otters. Thank you, Ms. Alexa and Amy, for requesting this topic.
Yay!
Kai, before we begin our episode, can I play for you a very special message you got from Ms. Caitlin?
Yeah.
Hi, Kai. It's Ms. Caitlin. You're such a smart boy. I love hearing your podcast about all the different animals. We listen to them in my new classroom, where the kids get to hear about this young 4-year-old boy who knows so much about animals. My teachers love to hear what you have to say, and we always learn something new. Keep up the great work. I love to hear more about every animal that you know about. I hope you are staying healthy and enjoying your time at home with Mom and King and Dad. Hope to hear more animals soon. Bye, Kai.
Thank you, Miss Caitlin. I miss you. I'm so happy your class listened to my podcast.
Oh, that is so sweet, Miss Caitlin. Thank you so much for sharing Kai's podcast with your students. It's so wonderful to know that Kai can share his passion and knowledge with other students. So thank you again. Okay, Kai, ready to talk about sea otters? What do sea otters eat?
Abalone, sea urchins, clams, and shellfish.
Can you tell me more about their eating behavior? How do they eat?
They use their tummy as a table. They float on their back.
Mm-hmm. And how do they cut open the shellfish?
Using rocks. Pound, 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 pound.
Yeah, so it's really neat that sea otters are one of the few mammals that use tools, right? So they would dive to the bottom of the sea to forage for food and grab a rock on the way as well, so they can use that rock to pound open a shellfish.
They store the rock inside their pouch. And then they take it out and then pound the sea urchins too on it to open up the shell.
What happened to their teeth when they eat sea urchins?
They turn purple.
They do get a purple stain.
Then how do they clean their teeth?
Probably splashing water. Gargle, gargle. They do drink the seawater. And then their kidney is very advanced and it can filter out the salt, essentially, and just digest the fresh water. And they excrete the salt as part of their urine. You probably did not need to know that. So sea otter is a marine mammal, right? They don't have gills like fish. Mm-hmm. They breathe through their nostrils. So how do they dive?
Shut their ears and their nose.
So how long can they hold their breath?
5 minutes.
Yeah, that's amazing. They do have a very big lung capacity. Isn't it so cool that they can close their nose and ears at will like that? That's amazing.
I wish I could do that too when I go under the pool. I don't get water in my eyes or mouth or my nose or my ears. Right. And I wish I had wet feet.
You wish you had wet feet?
Yeah.
To do what?
To swim, of course.
Yeah. The sea otter is very well equipped to live underwater, right? Can you tell me more about its fur?
It's dense and really thick. And its hair is waterproof.
Yes, since the sea otter does not have blubber to keep it warm, it really has to rely on this very, very thick fur to keep itself warm and dry.
And the pups are even fluffier.
Yeah, the pups get fluffy when they're born because mom would be fluffing their fur, that's right. And some people actually hunt sea otters for their fur. And now sea otters are considered an endangered species. Hopefully people will stop hunting them.
Shouldn't they add sea otters to the list of endangered species?
Yeah, they are part of an endangered species list, yes. Okay, Kai, tell me more about sea otters. What is a group of sea otter called?
A raft.
That is so cool.
Sometimes a family.
Mm-hmm. So when sea otters give birth, do they give birth to one baby or multiple babies?
One.
Yeah.
That would be silly to have more babies crawling all over the mom.
They do, right? Mom would lie on her back and the babies would crawl on top of her to nurse. So Kai, when the mom dives under the sea to forage, how does she protect her babies?
They wrap in kelp.
Yeah, they get wrapped in kelp to help them from floating away, right? Now, sometimes that may result in an unfortunate event. What kind of animal hunts the sea otter pups?
Bald eagle, silly.
Bald eagles, yeah. So that's among one of the reasons why only 25% of the pups survive the first year.
Nah. No. Mine is just close to the couch.
Oh, okay.
Then she pops her head out, and when the bald eagle see a grown up, they are scared to come in closer.
So whenever I read such facts, Kai would always optimistically tell me that, no, the mom is nearby, the pup is safe. Okay, Kai, let's see, what other animals prey on sea otters?
Orcas and sea lions, silly.
Yeah. How old can sea otters live up to? How many years?
23 years.
That's pretty old. So, Kai, I've read that the sea otters play a very important role in kelp forest ecosystem. Can you explain that?
Sea otters eat the roots of kelp. Sea otters would get eaten by a sea otter.
That's right.
I'm singing.
You were singing that. I'm not sure our listeners can hear you. Do you want to say that?
I'm just singing.
You just want to sing it?
I like them dancing.
You were singing so our listeners can dance? You're being a silly goose tonight. You're such a silly goose.
That's because I liked dancing for a while.
Okay, so let me restate what you were saying there. So sea urchins eat the roots of kelp, right?
Dirty
and that made them float away and die.
And eat the kelp strands. They float away and die. And sea otters snatch them.
Okay, yes. So essentially, yes. Sea urchins eat the roots of the kelp and they float away and die. So sea otters actually help control the population of sea urchins by preying on the sea urchins.
Right? That's why are you singing again? Yeah. I wanted to dance.
Okay, Kai, you are so silly. All right. So why is it important to make sure the kelp forest is alive and well?
Absorb carbon dioxide with photosynthesis.
That's right. So sea otters help mitigate the effects of climate change.
Yeah, that's good.
Maybe we should end on that positive note. Should I tell you a joke?
Yeah.
Kai, what do you say to a famous otter?
What?
Can I have your autograph? See you next week.
Have an otter good time. Because the episode was about otters, so I had to say, have an otter good time. Don't forget to otter subscribe.
And we would love to hear from you, so please send us a message. Surprise, we're back already. Kai told me that we forgot to discuss the main difference between a sea otter and a river otter. So Kai, tell me about it.
The sea otter moves its tail up and down.
Yeah, like dolphins and whales because they're mammals.
The river otters move their tails side to side.
Like a fish. Is that it?
Bye. Have an otter good time, Ma.